Well, in spite of the possibility that it could strain relations, the German parliament has voted to officially recognize the Armenian genocide.
Now, like many other countries, Germany had until now officially avoided the term genocide to describe the mass killings of Armenians by Ottoman Turks 100 years ago. Now, home today to the largest populations of Turks outside of Germany itself, Germany is eager to maintain good relations with the Turkish government.
But during World War I, Germany and the Ottoman rulers were allies, and Germany did nothing to stop the Armenian massacre. Now, within the past 24 hours, Germany took a big step toward recognizing that as genocide.
Representatives of the Armenian community were in the German parliament to hear political leaders declare what they had long believed.
What happened in the middle of the First World War in the Ottoman Empire under the gaze of the world was genocide.
Lawmakers from the governing parties were clear in endorsing that position and a parliamentary motion on the matter.
Out of solidarity with the victims and their descendants, we must describe the crime as genocide. We cannot bring people back to life, but we can try to help restore their dignity.
The opposition parties criticized the government, saying it had been too concerned about upsetting Turkey. If they had had it their way, we would still be repeating the Turkish narrative that there was no genocide. The sophistry, all the subtle formulations are shameful and undignified. But all the parties in parliament agreed that Germany, by aiding its ally, the Ottoman Empire, bore some responsibility for the genocide.